This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Wednesday, December 12th, 2018. I'm Mark Boulanger.
No, my picky, my engaiwee, ngareonga mana, tēnā rākoutou katoa.
That is Lorez Park, an Indigenous leader from New Zealand. She spoke to the delegates attending the 2018 Congress of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the body which represents national union centres such as the Ghana Trades Union Congress.
Ko mata whaura, te maunga, ko ohau, te awa, ko Ngāti Pikiao, te iwi. Mata whaura is my mountain, ohau is my river, Ngāti Pikiao are my people. My mountain greets your mountain, my river greets your river, and my people, through me, greet you. Ngā mihi mai oha, kia koutou katoa. Just transition is a framework practiced by Indigenous peoples and co-opted by the trade union movement to encompass protecting and supporting the interests of the working people in the transition to a new carbon future. A future that includes new technologies, globalisation and democratic shifts that will impact on all our lives. A just transition process needs to be fair, equitable and inclusive, which means careful planning with communities, regions and sectors. Working people in unions understand that the effects of climate change will not be evenly felt, but will impact most harshly on poor and vulnerable populations, which includes Indigenous and First Nations people of the world. One of the first acts of the New Zealand Labour Coalition government was to stop the allocation of licences for gas and oil exploration. And yes, for 5 minutes, we celebrated. But now comes the hard part when we must systematically transition from coal and gas to electricity and low carbon emissions. E2, the Union for Oil and Gas Workers, Taranaki tribal groups and the government working together believe that this process could be a blueprint for the future and the changes across other industries. Unions also agreed with the government on the need for a climate commission as a core agency with a mandate to lead a low-carbon transformation in the public sector, as well as driving an integrated approach to meet international commitments. In October of this year, the New Zealand Council of Trade Unions, with the support of the Just Transition Centre, held a Just Transition Roundtable in New Zealand. Our ministers for climate change, for workplace relations and safety, and the Minister for Energy and Resources met with unionists, environmentalists, employers and Indigenous people to begin the just transition discussion. For the Indigenous people of New Zealand, as with our Pacific brothers and sisters, moving off our land to higher ground or even moving to other islands of the Pacific is a fact that must be faced. Māori tribal groups must consider the possibilities of moving their ancestral meeting houses from coastal areas to the hill country, which can happen quite easily if the land in question belongs to your people. But what happens if it doesn't? The loss of an ancestral home will mean a loss of land and connections to Mother Earth. But to also exclude Indigenous and First Nations people from the just transition process will be a loss of mana and dignity. Remember, Mata Whaura is my mountain, Ohau is my river, and Ngāti Pikiao are my people. And like all Indigenous people, we must be heard. Tēnā koutou katoa.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.